shore where the mountains meet the sea, in a clapboard shack by a broken down tree. There's a light in the window, two salty gals inside. I'm not sure if they're witches, but you know that's implied. Got the storytelling, ego swelling, pillow talking, moonlight walking, sea hags.
Welcome to the Sea Hags Podcast. I'm Chris Jeppa.
And I'm Katie Norgren. With us today, our very special guest. He's right from a graveyard in Cuba. Mr., the guy, Fidel Castro.
That's visually people are going to, like, need to.
yeah, it's an
audio
medium.
That's a real visual bit, and people aren't going to understand. No. I have a long beard.
Yeah, it's a big beard, he doesn't have shoes on.
It's Roman Mancini.
Roman Mancini is here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being had.
You know, anytime.
Yeah, so, how are we doing? I'm a little bit foggy.
Your glasses are all fogged up.
You're fogged up. It's very cold.
Did you fix your glasses? Because the last podcast we did, you broke your fucking glasses on air.
They're a little stiff, but Ed's got the goods. He's got the glue, so I'm good to go. Mm-hmm. It's all fine. Yeah, they just literally fell apart in my hands while we were podcasting last week. So
it's that kind of. It's an aggressive podcast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she's
we like
aggressively
to...
gesturing with her glasses, like every smart person.
Generally,
does.
About halfway through, we start wrestling. So.
Well, then I'm excited. Count me in. Count me in.
Count me in.
You already have your shoes off.
I was watching wrestling before I came here.
Oh, so was I.
Yeah.
I was watching NXT before I
got
here.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's fantastic.
I watched Asuka kill someone who was just jobbing. It was pretty
great.
Good. Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Chris is okay, like, well, here we go. That's what we're going to talk about.
I have no idea what any of this means.
I was just watching Wrestle Kingdom 11.
Mm.
Fantastic.
Full of those wrestle boys. Oh, I actually don't know what Wrestle Kingdom is.
It's like Japanese WrestleMania.
Oh, okay. Is it anything to do with New Japan, or is that
it is.
New
it's
Japan's
like, it's their big. It's their big WrestleMania.
Cool. Yeah. NXT is stolen all of the best wrestlers from Japan right now. So
pretty much.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Delighted by
you would love his intro because it's all like dramatic strings music, and sometimes he'll just get like an orchestra of college violinists.
Just because I'm a cellist doesn't mean
it does,
that I
though.
Love string. Yes, of course.
But it does, though, is the thing.
Don't fucking typecast me, Katie.
Yeah, but I know you, so it's okay. Anyway, he's very cool.
He's awesome.
He's one of the
he's
best
fantastic.
Wrestlers wrestling today.
He's great.
You heard it here first, folks.
Cool.
Here on Colt Cabana's show. Which is not what this is.
Colt's awesome, though, because, like, I really love Colt, because he really showed there's a way to make money. Like, as a comic, I respect what he does.
Yeah.
Like, there's a way to hustle outside of being with the big company.
For sure.
Like,
for
and
sure.
that's what he showed, was there's, like, all these indie guys, you can do your own thing and still make a good living.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, and as a comic, I have a lot of respect for that.
And he's got, like, one of the most well-listened-to wrestling podcasts, probably, especially by someone who isn't, like, a big, huge name in the...
Yeah.
In the actual industry, so. I mean, he is, but not really.
Yeah. You know.
Doesn't, CM Punk has a podcast too, doesn't he?
Probably. He's got a lot of time on his hands now, I feel. He's got a lot of time.
So this has been a wrestling minute, with Katie and Roman.
Well, let's just keep...
Just keep it going. Chris won't say anything the whole time.
It's fine. I got kombucha. I think you guys are delightful. So.
Oh, good. So what have we been up to this week, everybody?
It's been chill for me. We were talking a little bit before you got here about, like, making some kind of New Year's resolution slash, like, I don't know, I've already given up on my goal. I was, like, not going to drink. We had a super wild New Year's party, and then the whole next day I just drank beer all day. So, like,
you just killed it immediately.
Just to cope from, like, all the tequila.
Shit. So did you, like, escape a hangover?
Yeah.
Wow. You just, like, kept running from it. Like,
yeah, I just like outsourced Richard it Kimble. until, like, 9 o'clock the next day.
I didn't
was, like,
kill my wife.
Yeah, it's fun to see how long you can keep pushing that. You're like, if I just stay drunk forever, then I'll just
so
never
good?
Be
we had a straight-up dirtbag day, and then it was like 9 o'clock. I'm like, I'm sleepy, and then I went to bed, and I woke up fine.
Amazing, because
so
I definitely
just...
puked the next day.
Did you?
Yeah, but that's just been a new thing since I started taking meds.
Yeah.
So it's just like, turns out I can't have as much as I used to.
Maybe
but then
take
I felt amazing
easy.
After. I was like, I barfed, went back to bed, and then I woke up, I'm like, I'm fine.
I was pretty hungover, and I planned on doing just nothing, watching like Netflix all day, but then my internet wasn't working.
Uh-oh.
So I just slept for 18 hours.
Holy shit. Well, like, Roman was at our New Year's party.
Pretty much all day. I just was like, well, internet's not working. I'm going to sleep. There's nothing else that can be done
it's
here.
It's incredible that you can just tell your body to do that and it obeys.
I was pretty tired. I was pretty tired.
Did you party? You partied good?
Yeah, I was here pretty late. I think I got home 3 or 4. Like,
yeah, that's so about when I got home.
Yeah.
I was furious that there were no drive-thrus open whatsoever, so I just stayed up and I made food. I made myself an egg sandwich and oven fries.
I mean,
that's, 4 a.m.
That's pretty tight. I like it.
Yeah, I think that's partly why I woke up and didn't feel horrific. I just woke up, went bleh, and then I was fine. So, yeah.
My roommates were lighting stuff on fire when I got, like in a very controlled way. Not like, they weren't just like, hey, we're going to start the New Year's off.
We're just going to do some arson.
Some casual arson. When I got home, and then I had to go, they were in the living room, and I had to go in there and try and fix the router. And I was just in my underwear, also talking to them pretty fucking hammered. Like, just standing there like, hey guys, don't mind me, I'm just going to fix the router. No, it's not working.
And just, then we just unplugged it and plugged it back in, right?
So what else do you do? I don't know.
push the reset button with, like, the backing of an earring.
Yeah. Or, like, a pen lid. But, yeah, it didn't work. And I was just in my boxers talking to
them. Like, well, I've exhausted my entire level of expertise, so good night.
That's what tech support would suggest you do. So, I mean, I think that you did a really thorough job.
First question they ask when you call, did you unplug it?
Did you try turning it off and on again?
Yep, sure did.
I definitely did because, you know, I was born in 1985, so that's I did do that. So I'm not old or dumb. Well, I might be both of those things, given.
I feel like I've maxed out on tech knowledge, though. Like, that's it. I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't want to learn anymore.
I don't have to learn anymore. I'm just like, Tessa, fix it. And then she fixes it, which is probably not good for me developing any sort of skills of my own.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to know everything. No. That's why we have friends and loved ones that know other things. And
true.
You don't have to store it all in this little noggin. You can
the little noodly noggin.
You can do, yeah. You can be an expert in your own shit and help other people with their things.
Thank
that you don't
God.
Understand.
Just I don't want to learn anything else. I'm done.
Finished learning completely.
Mm-hmm. What are you an expert in?
Gender.
Oh.
Obviously.
Oh, did your hair just say that?
Yes. That was.
just came out of the side. Your
just
side.
Came out of my side mullet.
Oh my God.
Yeah, what am I an expert in? That I can cook pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pretty good at cooking. I'm just like aggressively competent in a lot of spheres. I don't have one specific thing that I'm really good at. There's a lot of things that I can do medium good.
Yeah,
that's all so I'm just need. Useful.
Yeah,
I can figure anything out if I try hard enough, pretty much. Which I've noticed is like a pretty good skill to have. But yeah. Jack of all trades.
Some people just
sort of situation.
Some people just give up immediately. So you got that going.
Yeah, some people just give up and go to bed for 18 hours.
Best way to do it.
It's if I could sleep. If I was that good at sleeping, you best believe I would do that.
It's the best.
I'm bad at sleeping though.
It was so good. I was also trying not to drink for the month, and that lasted 5 days.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's better than Chris.
I made it 4. Well, no, because...
4 hours.
No, but I mean, like, after my dirtbag day.
Okay.
Like, so basically, it was, like, New Year's Eve. We were here till... There were still people here, like, jamming until 5 in the morning, which was fantastic.
Neighbors probably love that.
You know, our neighbors are sweet little Chinese ladies, and we give them all of our empties after, and they never phone the cops on us.
Well, that's good.
So... It seems to be a pretty good deal.
It's good
yeah, it's a good yeah, it's a good trade off.
They seem.
But
to
also, like, this is your own house. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like,
mm-hmm.
New Year's Eve. If you're complaining about a house party on New Year's Eve, you
I
should
know.
Go fuck yourself.
Pretty
like,
much,
you should pretty much go and just.
On a Wednesday, sure, but on the
yeah.
one day a year where if you're, there's unless there's a fire or gunshots, no cops should show up to a house party like that.
Exactly.
Very true.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a good party though, guys. We were all there. It was fun. What was your favorite part, Chris?
I liked Roman's set, actually.
I really liked Roman's set.
You dragged us hard, and it was delightful.
You just sort of like, I'm going to come to this party. I was like, great. Just like, do you want a spot? Yes, I do. Cool. And then you did it, and then you just roasted us like a fucking Thanksgiving turkey.
It was with love. It was done with love.
Oh, it was
oh, it was great.
I wasn't out of, you know,
but
place.
I still remember, it's just like, yeah, I've never performed at Berklee in the 60s before.
It's like gesturing at all the sarongs hanging everywhere.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
A carpeted ceiling.
Just like squeezed patchouli oil out of the curtains or something.
There's just nothing better than a joke that will only work once in a very specific location.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
It's just so
it
good.
It delighted me.
Just yeah. ephemeral and beautiful.
That being said, it should also be noted I wasn't wearing socks or shoes, so like...
yep. And
which
still
is also
not.
The best way to just the best way to perform ever.
Yeah, just the second you get into this house,
just,
you just feel the vibe, and you got to take them shoesies
oh,
off.
Oh, I love it.
For your
just
feet,
feel the
and your mind
so
feel
much,
the hardwood under your toes.
So much better.
Yeah.
How do people wear socks? Why? I mean, I guess, but inside, come on. What are you, an animal?
Yes.
I guess so.
Pretty
I
much.
I
get cold toes.
Yeah, I'm a chilly animal.
chilly animal. Yeah, I don't have very good circulation to the old tootsies, so.
You know, I started taking cold showers, and that's supposed to be good for circulation.
Why?
Because
do you beat yourself with reeds immediately after?
Yeah,
in the Russian
style. I have one of those belts that cut into my waist every time, like the dude in the Da Vinci Code.
Oh God, self-flagellation.
Oh,
yeah.
Or you wear
that's
your
a real
shirt.
Deep cut. That's a real deep.
I never watch movies on airplanes, so I've missed that one.
That's
completely.
A real deep reach on that.
I knew exactly what you were talking about. I do have 2 tattoos from the Da Vinci Code.
Really?
Excuse me?
Yes.
Is that what those triangles are from?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were just gay triangles. Oh.
No.
I thought you just really liked Dan Brown, and that's what that Dan Brown tattoo is.
Well, it's a tattoo of Dan Brown's face on your arm.
I heart DB.
Could be David Bowie, but it's Dan Brown.
Dan Brown.
Obviously the superior DB. No, I can't even say
Oh,
that.
You just have to immediately retract. You're horrible.
No, my ankle tattoos are two triangles, and one's right side up, and the other is the reverse.
Mm.
And so it's supposed to be masculine and feminine, like ancient symbols.
But it's from the Da Vinci Code?
It's from the Da Vinci Code,
I did never know that. I did never know that, Chris.
It's funny, because I didn't finish that book, but I did read 35 chapters. So it's just 41 pages is all. Those fucking... if you've never read it, the chapters are like 2 pages long.
Yeah, and it's just like, and then this cliffhanger-y thing happened. 2 more pages, and another cliffhanger, and then 3 more pages, and then another one.
Oh, no.
It just keeps you going.
You're just hanging on that cliff till you turn the one page to the next chapter. Mm-hmm. Where
it's like mid-sentence and the chapter ends, and then it's not even like a...
this guy's writing a book like a third grader.
And then he left the museum, end of chapter, and walked outside and got a cab, end of chapter.
And then the Pope was there and he had wings. I don't know how it goes at all.
It's pretty much it.
I have literally no idea what it's about other than, like, religion and the Illuminati or something.
Yeah, I saw the movie, I think, and then I don't remember. Because there was a second, maybe I saw the follow-up one or whatever. Uh-huh.
Angels and Demons?
Angels
and Insects? No, that's a different...
Angels and I'm Still Hung Up on the Vatican, I think is what it was called.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a book by A.S. Byatt, if I'm not mistaken. Sorry.
They may as well just call, like, all Dan Brown books, like, Weird Pope Secrets.
Weird Pope Secrets!
But, when I went to Paris, I went to, like, the one chapel that was in there, and they have, like, the line that goes down the chapel, and it's supposed to be, like, some longitudinal line, and in the book, there was some shit buried underneath that, so I was, like, looking around in the church, and they do Da Vinci Code, like, walking tours.
Oh,
they take you to the Louvre, so you can see where, like, some of the secrets are. And, like,
the secrets!
And then, like, how, you know, all these things hidden in Da Vinci's paintings, like, that Mary Magdalene was actually in the Last Supper.
Ooh.
And, like, Jesus actually banged a lady, and then they had a baby, and...
Was it Mary Magdalene?
Yeah.
What? Not my Jesus. Not my Jesus. Not my handsome Jesus.
I like my Jesus to be fucking.
He's your handsome Jesus.
He's a pretty dude.
Is he the guy that's based off of Cesar Borgia?
Yeah, he's a pretty dude if you look at the, like, non-real pictures of Jesus. He's always been very handsome.
Yeah, the white Jesus.
If you look at fake white Jesus, he's a handsome man.
Yeah, because it's based off of Cesar Borgia.
Really?
Did you not know that?
I didn't know that.
I only found out about this year, or, well, last year, I guess.
Was it from a Jean Calgaritas book?
No, actually, it wasn't. It was just, like, it was a very well-researched and cited Tumblr post, of all things, because,
there you go, I heard it first.
But I did, like, click through and saw the sources. I was like, oh my god, it's true. It was, like, Alexander was like, all right.
Sexy grandson.
All right, cool. I think it's his son, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, because the Pope has kids, obviously, because the Pope be fucked.
I mean, why not, right?
The Borgia Pope would be fucking.
Yeah,
but yeah,
his own daughter.
Anyway, he was like, look at my cool, handsome son. Please paint Jesus as him. And so all of the Jesus paintings look like him. And if you look at paintings of Cesar Borgia, you're like, oh yeah, that's definitely Jesus' face.
Cool. I got real into a deep Google loop last night. I don't know why. I was Googling pictures of St. Francis.
Okay.
And a lot of them look like he's got very... pointy, like, guitar pick alien head in a lot of pictures.
Mm.
And I was like, that's it. I figured it out.
You decoded Da Vinci.
It's all aliens.
Ancient aliens, man.
And I just texted that to a lot of people.
It's like that picture of St. Nicholas that you found that looks like
a Klingon.
It looks like a Klingon. Looks like,
straight up.
It looks like Worf in the first 3 seasons of TNG before he got good hair.
It's just like, why is his head Worf oval and hair. Pointy at the end? I was like, oh, aliens, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I figured out religion.
You
aliens.
Did? Not just monks were bad at painting.
Yeah, well, that's why everyone worships a sky god, right? Because they came from the sky.
Oh god, and they built Stonehenge.
Mm.
And all the other stuff.
And everything.
All the pyramids.
My house.
Do you know the Raelians? Do you know of them?
Yes.
They're
the
alien suicide cult, church? Basically.
No, alien cult.
Okay.
I have one of their books.
I was thinking of Heaven's Gate.
Oh no, that's
different.
Yeah,
that's
different.
The comet suicide.
Oh, Raelians, are they the guys who wanted to, like, clone a person?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, that was it.
Frenchie McClonerson.
Frenchie McClonersons, that was, like, around the same time that the Heaven's Gate people died, though.
What,
like,
alien?
97, probably. I wanna say.
They've been around for a minute. His whole thing is that all the religious prophets are aliens.
Well, duh.
And then
they just... What the fuck else are they going
to
be?
They want to build a space people? Embassy near Jerusalem and to bring the aliens back. Because they told... Because they kidnapped him twice and told him that's what he has to do. Hmm. So he wrote a first book in the 70s, the head of it. He wrote a book in the 70s. And then it went out and it got a little heat, you know, as all alien abduction religion founding books do.
All of them.
And then there was a lot of unanswered questions, and then conveniently the aliens came back a second time and gave him more information.
Gave him a follow-up.
Gave him a follow-up.
And a follow-up appointment.
So his argument is that
told him he's not flossing enough.
all the religious prophets, like Jesus is son of an alien and a human mother.
Mm, obviously.
Which, I mean, you look at the pictures, I figured it out, I made the connection. But I have one of their books, because Amazon one-touch clicking, shopping, is too much power.
You clicked.
And I just, like, 30 seconds, I was like, ooh, all right, I'll get one of their books. And I was like, oh, no, when I do that, I don't want this.
But it was already being shipped. It had already been in your house the whole time.
I did that one day with, like, I was like, what's the difference between, like, Turkish coffee and regular coffee? And then 30 seconds later, I have, like, a Turkish coffee set coming off Amazon from Turkey. It costs $80.
Oh, shit. And it's basically hot mud that you're going to be drinking.
Yeah, it's just, like, espresso, basically. It's a little, like, I like it, but it's just, like, I was like, oh, that's, I didn't need this.
$80 to, I could have just gone to, like, a Turkish restaurant and had some. There's one on Main Street.
Amazon One Touch is too much power for
me. Too much.
Is what yeah.
That's me, like, just walking into a London Drugs to just buy shit that I don't need all the time, because I'm like, oh, cool!
Yeah.
Ding.
They're pretty good at, like, displaying shit, so
There's such a weird selection of things in that store. And I always buy everything that's there. I bought a pour-over coffee maker there because it was $5.
Ooh, see? I feel like that's really good. That's a good purchase, though.
You know, it honestly was, because I've been drinking instant for so long, because, Tessa does not drink coffee, so. To actually have a proper cup of coffee. I had such a good cup of coffee this morning. It was like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you make your own coffee and you're like, it's mostly pretty good or whatever. Like, I'm not a consistent coffee maker. Sometimes it's really good. Sometimes it sucks.
Well, Katie, I don't know, because I'm very good at making coffee. So I don't know.
You were a barista. Yes. To be totally fair.
I was.
And I wasn't.
I know how to pull a perfect 28 second shot.
Well, Lottie fucking dog.
I'm not throwing away my shot.
Fuck you.
I hate you.
Fuck you. I don't hate you. You got me kombucha today, so I love you again.
But okay, so you made a great coffee.
Yeah, and it was just like, I just almost cried because I was so tired and I wanted it so badly and it tasted so good. It's just like getting everything you wanted in one little sip was so satisfying. Sometimes you want something and you taste it and it's not good and you just are mad all day.
Bad food will throw your whole fucking day off.
You have a very, like, simple life right now to be, like, so lovingly satisfied by a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
You're just enjoying all the simple things in life.
I'm vibing really hard in 2017.
It's real gratitude. Real woke shit right now.
Attitude of gratitude, you know?
Real woke shit right now.
I'm a real woke bae.
I've been buzzing since our party, though, honestly.
Oh, like, for sure.
It charged up my heart. And, like, having all of our friends over and playing music.
Yeah,
and
it went off so much better than I could have expected.
So I've just been, like, kick-punching the sun, basically, for the rest of the year.
Yeah, kick the sun, 2017. Really awesome. It's the goal. Kick the sun out of the sky completely and live in eternal darkness.
Yeah. Just die. Die a quick death.
Just die. I don't mean that.
Oh, dear.
No, I'm feeling really pretty pumped up. I'm just exhausted today. Mm-hmm. Because I partied too hard with past guest Gavin Clarkson and his beautiful wife, Sheena, last night. I had a David Bowie birthday party at the Fox Theater.
Nice.
It was fantastic.
I don't mean to laugh. I just, Gavin is the best. And
Gavin's like the best.
Just the idea of him partying, though, is very funny to me.
He danced the night away.
Oh, I could imagine would.
And he is a much better dancer than you would think, but exactly as awkward as you would expect.
Yeah, I could see that exactly.
He was feeling it, though. The two of them were just sweet people, and they were vibing real hard. It was great. I wasn't going to go. I was kind of like, because Tessa was sick, and I was like, going to have to get myself there. And I was like, maybe I won't go. And then both Sheena and Gavin started messaging me and were like, you have to come, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, your friends got to shame you into
going. That was my best Gavin voice.
I went to their apartment once because we were driving to Abbotsford. And I was like, oh, this is what love feels like.
They're very in love.
This is what happiness feels like in a house. I was like, oh, that's so nice.
They're really lovely. And it was so funny because, like, Gavin left this morning for 2 months. And he's gone to Arizona to do training. I was like, was there any stand-up there? He's like, there is not. There's a sign-up open mic every Thursday. It looks like shit.
I hear, well, it depends on where in Arizona, but all the comedians that I follow on Twitter are always doing shit in Phoenix.
It's not Phoenix. I think it's Scottsdale or something shitty like that.
I think there's probably a Funny Bone somewhere.
It's probably.
I don't even think it's that good. I don't think there might be one club.
It's maybe an improv. You know?
But anyway, like, hanging out with the two of them, and I was surprised that they wanted me to come so badly because it was the last night they were going to have together for, like, 2.5 months. They're like, come party with us. I was like, why? Don't you want to make out?
Gotta have a third person to spice it up.
Oh, no, it wasn't like that.
Oh, well.
It was, no. Could have been sleep like with that. The Clarksons last night, but I did have a lot of fun with them. It was really great, and Sheena did something that was, just, like, struck me, and it was such a simple thing, and it was just, like, when I walked in today... And you, I couldn't get kombucha at the store, and then you just had it for me when I walked in. And I was like, oh my god, that's so nice. But last night when we were dancing and sweating our balls off, it was so crowded on the dance floor. I was just thinking, I'm kind of thirsty, and then I didn't see Sheena. She came back and she just had 3 glasses of water for all of us. She didn't ask if we needed it. She's just like, I'm thirsty, they're probably thirsty too, and just brought us water.
Selfless service.
It's just such a simple thing. Like, so it was nice to have, like, 2 cool women take care of me in the last 24 hours. It's like, oh, yay.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a nice thing.
It's nice to be considerate to other people. Yeah.
So I love the Clarksons. They're really awesome.
I've had 2 cool women take care of me, but that's because I have a harem situation
going on. Oh, do you?
Yeah, I'm just kind of like just an oil baron chic type situation, so...
It's pretty sweet.
So 2 is actually a low number for me.
Yeah. Are you doing a Morris Bartlett impression right now?
No. I don't know. Does he have a harem?
He talks about it on stage
all
the time.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's skis. I'm just kidding. He's fine.
It's okay. Yeah, no, I don't have a harem. No, I don't have a harem.
That's too bad.
I mean, you know, life goals, right?
I know. Yeah.
Career goals.
Life goals, multiple wife goals.
Career goals, that whole thing, you know, whatever.
Totally.
Man, I would love, okay, so just to have a whole house that was basically set up like a Turkish, like, palace, basically,
sure.
With, like, one of the huge bathhouse. It was all, like, steamy and nice. You could, like, soak in a jacuzzi. All day.
As we call it.
Yeah, and like eating delicious fruits on
dates.
Various platters, you know, dates covered in honey with some really good cheese. Like...
I had some dates this morning.
Did you?
Yeah, and this is now going to be an hour worth of date talk.
Date talk.
Date
like...
line.
Oh, fuck you.
Just a date-centric podcast.
Absolutely. It's the dried fruit hour.
I mean, you want to get real for a minute?
Sure.
Sweet and dried fruit?
Mm. Yes, we do.
That's my shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's not much more interesting about that.
Nature's candy.
My preserved plum slices from downstairs.
Well,
they are spectacular.
Yeah.
I just knock the microphone over. Fuck this. We're out. And then we just eat plums.
Yeah. All day. All day, every day.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
That's all, yeah.
That's all you want in life.
That's all I wanted to say was just how much I love sweetened dried fruit.
Oh, I thought you were going to give us like an itemized list of the best dried fruits.
Well, I'm going first mango.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah. I like a dried mango far better than a fresh one.
Yeah.
I don't like fresh mango.
Huh.
Probably pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
Craisins. Oh, man.
I'm, like, on board with this list so far.
I was in Japan, and I went to, like, what I think is, like, a Japanese IKEA, or I don't know. It just had, it was, like, a furniture store, and it had a whole wall of, like, sweetened dried fruits, and I was like, I don't care how, and I just grabbed 50 of them and just had myself a day. And that's what you do in Japan. That's what you do when you're in Japan. You fly... over 2 continents, and you get there, and you're just like, yep, I'm just going to
You're just
eat
like, this is a weird place.
I don't know what any of it is. It's all just sugary and small, but I'm like, yep.
I'm eating it up.
I'm home now.
Gonna have a sour plum
and
something.
Then you could smoke inside, which is also great.
Oh, you're a smoker?
No, but when when you can inside, yeah. When it's an option.
I only like a cigarette when I'm enclosed indoors.
I only like a cigarette when I'm in the second floor of a Starbucks.
I only like a cigarette when I'm in a coffin, just like... Inhaling and exhaling.
I mean, now I get, like, having been there, I get why that's not okay now, why it's illegal. Because it does. You're like, oh, I can smoke inside? Yes, I'm going to smoke.
Yeah.
I get why here we're like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, the deterrent of going outside prevents a lot of people from actually taking that next step.
That's funny. Like, there are still places in Europe you can smoke inside, like in the Netherlands. It's not, I mean, obviously you can smoke pot in the coffee shops, but, like, I remember going to just, like, a cafe and ordering mushroom soup, and then someone just lit up right next to me. I was like, what the fuck is happening right now?
Yeah, it's weird how, like, you're, like, it's like your anarchist liberal tendencies, and you're like, wait a minute, you're breaking the rules!
How very dare you, sir?
You're breaking the rules, like, immediately when you see something, like, oh, that's not normal. That's not what I'm used to.
I have such, like, justice for, like, rule stuff all the time, especially, like, in lineups. Like, if people are breaking the lineup rules, the tacit rules, I get so angry.
Chris, you and I are cut from the same cloth when it comes to cues. Like, you gotta observe.
In Japan, they'll real organized lineups there. Mm-hmm.
Love that.
You would love the shit out of that. Like, wait, love everything but the smoking inside. Yeah. Waiting for a bus and just line up with people. It's just
fair.
Like, and then they just jam it all in like it should be. Like, it should be
That's
done.
That's beautiful to me. Like, I nothing makes me more furious in the morning at the Production Way SkyTrain station, getting on the 145 up to work, which is SFU for me, and there's 3-door boarding, and everybody gets in line, you know? And if one bus is there and people are loading, great. Another bus comes up behind it, opens its doors, it's fucking anarchy, I lose my spot in line, everybody else piles on, they just got there, fuck those people. I truly hate them and wish them death.
I nearly got pushed off a SkyTrain platform the other day because, oh, look, he looks so scared. Is that like a big
Turns out I really love you.
Oh, that's nice. Wow, that was such genuine concern. I feel really heartwarming.
I'm sorry, if you ever get hit by a SkyTrain, I'd be fucking devastated.
By comparison, my face didn't change at all. I was like, oh,
you
do
barely
tell.
Know her.
We just met, yeah.
It's like, do tell.
You'd probably be a little sad, but like...
I mean, you know... Life, right?
Life. It's gotta end sometime.
Gotta, I mean.
Well, that glowing feeling in my heart has now dissipated. Thank you.
You stomped it out like an indoor cigarette.
Yeah. No, there was some medical emergency on one train, so then they were running 2 trains on one track.
Oh, okay.
And then there was just a huge crowd of people. It was at Commercial Drive, and the crowd just, like, pushed everybody forward to get into one Yikes. Train. But then the train was too full, so I was, like, stopping, because we couldn't get into the train. People kept pushing, and then the train started moving, and I was pushed up against the train as it was starting to move. And I was like, if they keep pushing me, I will be pushed off of the platform.
Yeah.
And so I yelled at people. I was like, don't push me, I'm small!
That's really cute.
Because they couldn't see me, because I was too small.
Because you're so small.
It was really...
a small bean.
I didn't like it.
No, because like you almost died.
Yeah.
I don't like it either.
So harrowing. But you know what? I made it through, and I'm stronger for it.
I'm so glad.
Stronger every day.
What a relief.
Well, I mean, I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I mean,
sure. You don't have the same deep connection we do, though.
Mm-hmm. No. No.
You can only dream of a love this
I just
strong.
Would have been, like, on a SkyTrain that had to stop because someone got killed in the tracks. I'm like, oh, this is annoying.
Yeah, totally. I would be such
I'm late now.
I would be such an inconvenience
to so
commute.
Many people.
That's like, commuting is so bad for people psychologically that we hate people who've killed themselves and made us late.
It's true. Like, whenever it's like medical emergency, it's like...
You know someone died.
Yeah.
Like, but then, I'm mad at them.
It's not great.
It's no,
like,
it's not.
Couldn't you have picked, like, why do they always do it at rush hour?
Because rush hour is the most depressing time of day.
Yeah.
It's definitely the time I think about killing others and myself the most.
It's weird how, like, just, you're the worst version of yourself on a bus.
Oh, God.
On any bus, you're like, I fucking hate that person. That person's a piece of shit. Like, it's insane.
Any other time.
You don't really need to sit down, you fucking... You know.
Yeah, 100%. I am the worst version of myself. And normally I'm very patient and kind. And then I get there and I'm just...
I shoved a woman the other day because... I'm not the hero of this story. But she was, like, on the express bus to the ferry. And she had, like, a ton of suitcases and just stood.
Oh, that's immediately going to be the worst.
Like, just stood there in the aisle. And then the bus driver just kept going... That announcement, please move to the rear of the bus. Please move to the rear of the bus. Please move to the rear. So it just kept going, and nobody was moving.
Because I couldn't get past this bitch.
Get past her, so I just, like, from, like, 4 people back, I just, like, went, ba-da-da-da, and, like, hit her with my bag as I went by.
Beautiful.
Just
to
be like, excuse me, I can't get through.
I
then I got a seat in the back, so fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
I gooned a guy on the bus the other day.
How do you goon someone? Is
well,
this an Ontario expression?
So, I don't know. I think it's a thing. Like, it was just, I was on a bus and it was packed, and then he was sitting on the outside seat, and then the inside seat was open, and I wanted to sit there, and he didn't move over, so I stood just, like, and leaned over him. And I was just like, I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to, like, intimidate you physically just standing over.
Did you say
over.
This to him, or is this inside of your head?
No, it's like, I mean, I was leaning over.
You're looming.
I didn't ask him to move because he saw me. He's
You're
not
looming beardily.
He should be able to understand how space works. Fuck that guy. Like, so I just leaned over
just
him.
Just because it was Neil deGrasse Tyson.
So I just leaned over him. I was like, fuck that, man. Like, Well, people in this city are horrible for that. They'll never move. You get someone gets off the inside seat, you move over.
This is a This is a goddamn inconsiderate
this
city.
This is just
in so
a fucking basic thing. And you know what? If someone is in the inside seat and they want to get out, you stand up.
Yes,
you
know? you don't
make
fucking
them, turn.
They turn and then you have to.
People do that.
And
I'm like, do you even see how huge my ass is? It is gonna touch your face when I move past.
Well,
you.
Well, that's their.
That's
what
that's
entirely
treat,
well,
then
I guess.
They gotta put $5 in my back
pocket
because that's
some people aren't
that's
bad.
A
I guess that's you know. Sometimes you want that booty, you know.
Sometimes
I mean?
You just want that booty in your face.
Sometimes you know.
Sometimes you gotta eat the booty like groceries.
You know.
Preferably not on the bus at rush hour, though.
God damn,
preferably not mine. If you have to, I mean, don't though.
I would never. No, God, I
going to wear a T-shirt that says "Don't eat my ass" on the SkyTrain.
I mean,
hopefully not.
I'd buy that shirt.
Would you?
Probably not, no.
Because then people will be like, well, is this like reverse psychology? Does he want me to eat his butt on the train?
I would just put my hand, like, I'd see someone I like, and just put my hand over the N and the T. And I would just say, do eat my ass on this kind of train.
Oh my god, you gotta have a multi-use shirt.
That would be so funny if there was like a little pocket, little
just
pocket
like a,
square, and you just like.
Just like a mad fold over, just like, do eat it.
Do eat it. Just snack on it. Yeah. Yum, yum. That's, how many times have we talked about this on the podcast? Like, when did ass eating become such a thing?
Is it?
Have we ever talked about that
have
on the
we,
podcast?
I just, like, it's just people
does
talk
just,
about
you
it
think
constantly.
About it?
Are you guys
maybe
just watching
just people...
old, like, deaf comedy jams?
Yeah,
no, it's just, like, even just things that I see recommended on Twitter or something like that. People just talk about ass eating all the time. Like, it's such a common...
Twitter recommends that you eat ass.
Yeah, they're like, Katie, get out there. No, it doesn't. I just, like... Like, when I see people's Tinder profiles, like, put up online as, like, an example of egregious Tindering, I don't know, I've never had the app, but it'll say something like, you better eat this ass or something like that. I was like, that is a precondition for a first date? I am out of the game.
Well, I think you have to go on the date, and then at the end of it, it's kind of expected that you eat that ass. I mean,
yeah, it's just the price you pay.
It's I like it when people are upfront about their needs and wants, though, because if you know that you're not into that, then you can swipe the direction that...
It just seems like that is, like, DEFCON 1 immediately. Like, that is, like, how much weirder, not weirder, but, like, how much in the pedestrian level of sex more intense can you get than that? Like, without a ton of props.
Yeah, I mean, like, I always said I was only eating my spouse's ass, I think.
You're saving it for marriage?
Just, that was, you know, it was just a promise I made myself, you know?
You're keeping yourself
just
pure?
Just keeping it pure for marriage, you know? Some institute, like, look, too much change. Just too much change, and then that's it. You should only eat your spouse's ass. You heard it here first. Only
some
eat your spouse's ass.
Some things are sacred,
ass.
Okay?
You know, luckily.
Some things.
There's some joke about putting a ring on it.
Oh! And we're the comedians somehow.
Oh, God.
That was really good.
So gross. I'm just picturing
it. So anyway, that's
so
a
neither
thing.
Of you have Tindered, though, wait, as a whole.
No, we've been in, like, long-term relationships too long to use it, because hasn't come out since. What, how long have you and Ed been together?
10 years.
Like, Jesus, yeah, and me and Tessa are, like, over 8 now. So.
Ooh, so.
Pre-Tinder.
Yeah, we're relationship people.
Not even to, like, just be, like, screw around on it?
No, because you have to sign up using your Facebook account,
yeah,
and I was like, that's probably not a good thing to have,
Well, it doesn't.
Connected?
It doesn't give you like secrets from the Russian government or anything. Like,
oh.
It's just.
Well,
not,
then what's the point?
It's just like I don't know. It's the worst though. I think it sucks,
but
we all do it. And
like
then...
you don't have to sign up to Tinder. Like there's always Craigslist. Always.
You want your ass eating? You gotta go to Craigslist first.
I mean, Tinder's. Like, I'm not a fan of Tinder, but let's not call it Craigslist. Let's not call it. Which, to be fair, is like...
section for rim jobs.
For roommates, Craigslist can be great, but also for getting your ass eaten, also very good.
Yeah, really reliable. If you want an old dresser, you want your ass eaten.
Whatever you need on
whatever
a Sunday.
Are you a Tinderer person? Or?
I was trying not to, so like as I was trying not to drink, I was trying not to Tinder for the month, but it's just like...
You were quitting everything.
I was giving it all up for a month,
you
and then...
You were just going to have a real boring January.
It fucking lasted 4 or 5 days.
Just going to eat dates and not use the internet, because it doesn't work yet.
The last couple of people I've dated, though, have been real-life people, which is a nice change.
Oh, cool.
That's good.
You, like, met them out in the world?
Just out in the world,
weird.
You know? It's fucking weird. You're like,
meet
what?
Space.
You're like, you're a person? I'm going to talk to you? Like...
That's weird.
Yeah.
I can't, like, stalk you extensively before I meet you for the first time.
We can't have an extensively long bullshit conversation and then decide to meet up. What? How are we even going to get married?
Yeah, I don't know. That's how I always used to do it.
That's what Tinder is. It's just like, let's just talk about nothing of substance for
3 weeks. That's how OkCupid worked, for sure.
Uh-huh.
And then just either decide we're going to meet up or never talk again.
Do you remember if I already told the story about the trainer guy I was on the podcast, the one that talked about meeting his partner on a dating app, and then the woman was, like, really nosy about it? Did I talk about this already? Okay, yeah. Well, basically, it's just there's a gay trainer at my gym who's, like, really sweet, and he was, like, this girl was hitting on him and wanted to, was like, oh, and then he's like, oh, I live with my partner. Oh. She's like, oh, where did you meet your partner? Online. And so it's like, I know where.
Oh.
And he's like, oh, yeah, you do know. You for sure know. Because he turned and saw my haircut.
Oh, it's Just Eat. He was the delivery guy.
So. Just Eat my ass.
Just Eat, he delivered the pizza. I get it. That's where you're going.
What got your pizza, extra sausage.
Hey, man, I don't often say this, but you have real soft eyes for a delivery man. And then that's how it happened. I get it, you know, typical dating app.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was Grindr.
Have you ever seen a female delivery driver?
Yes. For,
really?
Yep.
Never had it happen.
Yep.
And I'm a frequent deliverer.
Mm. Yeah.
Recipient.
You order a lot of food in?
No, not anymore. Not since I moved here, but before.
It was from Skip the Dishes, I think. It was like a third party delivery.
Oh,
person.
So that, yeah, that's different. But like from straight from the source, never happened.
No. It's always some dirtbaggy dude.
Yeah. That is like a weirdly like a prerequisite to deliver anything.
There is a terrifying man who delivers for Pizza Garden in New West, and he just like. He Uh-oh. Definitely looks like he's in the Russian mob.
Oh.
Like, full-on tracksuit.
But then he's doing a shit job, though, if he's also like, look, I gotta kill somebody, and I gotta make it there in 30 minutes or less, so.
Maybe he's very efficient.
Ruthlessly so.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, like, if you're a delivery driver, you have to be, like, okay, working alone, like, driving around, like, in the dark a lot, like, late at night, going to strange neighborhoods and stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
Me as a small lady, I wouldn't really like that very much.
But if you were a giant Russian man.
Yeah, I would feel a lot more comfortable if I was a giant Russian man, just in the world in
general.
And
a serial murderer.
Well, you know.
You'd feel very safe if that was the case. You'd be like, what if I meet a serial... Oh, wait a second. I'm the one.
Wait a minute.
What are the odds I'm going to meet another one? Who kills me? Like, ridiculous. What is this, an episode of Dexter?
I watched that show for like 2 seasons and I'm like, oh, I get it.
That's exactly as long as I watched it.
I just was like, oh, I get it. And then nothing happens for 8 episodes. You're like, oh, this fucking, I'm out.
Dunsky.
I'm out. Now is when the Dexter fan hate's going to come in. Yeah. I almost forgot that was a show.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's going to send us hate mail. I don't think that many people listen to this podcast.
I imagine everyone's listening to what I do all the time.
Yeah.
That's
how
I
like to live.
You're
going to
give us a Roman Mancini bump here in our ratings on the podcast?
3 weird people might listen now.
How, like, the Roman Mancini bump. How do you somehow have much more clout than I do, having moved here very recently?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm out a lot.
Yeah.
That helps.
Yep, it do. I don't go out very much. So that's why.
Yeah, but then I have no friends or no other life, so it's just comedy and that's it.
When did you move to BC?
April.
Oh, wow, yeah.
First, I left. I had a job that ended March 31st, and then I left. Then for a week, I went to Toronto, and then I went home for 2 days, and then I moved here.
Wow.
So.
Just immediately got the fuck out.
When did you decide to move to BC?
I had been doing comedy about a year and a bit, and it was going okay, and I was kind of like... Ottawa's a good scene, but it's, like, it's a little limited in what you can do. And, like, I wasn't getting on stage a lot, and I was like, you gotta do something.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually met Alex Sparling.
Oh, well, that's a good person to meet.
Yeah, he was in town, like, I guess it was last Christmas, maybe? Like, not the one that obviously just happened.
Yes,
while I
clearly.
Was here. But, like, the one before that. And we were talking, and he's just like, yeah, you should move to Vancouver. And then I was like, all right, and then I did.
Yeah, well.
It was a real snap decision. It was real just like, yeah, fuck it. And then... I just did it, and here we are.
Here we are.
Killing it.
Well, you're doing a pretty good job out here.
Doing all right.
Yeah, you're up a lot.
It's up a lot.
It's pretty unusual I pull up a show poster and your name isn't on it, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, do you want to talk about how great I am? Sure. We could do
Very
that.
Great.
We could do that. I have no problem with that.
You're a really relaxed comic on stage, I've noticed. Like, you seem to deal with people interrupting you pretty well.
I was, where was I, the Comedy Mix the other day, and I was talking to somebody else who was on the show, and they were, like, saying in the bathroom, like, 2 dudes were like, yeah, could you imagine going up and doing that? Like, I could never do that. And then I was like, I don't know. I think if you do it every, like, night, or you're around it every night, it kind of just is, like...
Yeah.
it just beats the nervousness out of you.
It's totally just a matter of, like, just do it, and then eventually you know how to do it.
Also,
but it's,
like,
it's the doing it when you don't know how to do it that's scary, but once you know how to do it, it's very easy. It's like driving. Like, I don't think about driving a car now, but when I was 16, it was horrifying to me.
Mm-hmm. I've never done that, so that's still scary to me. Driving a car.
You just look at a car and you scream.
I run away. I'm like, I don't want to...
I don't want any of that.
A real adult has to be behind this wheel. I'm not qualified for that.
Yeah, it was... The first 10 times I went on stage, it was very scary, and then I still get anxious, but I just, like, only when I'm running a show, usually. Like, I don't want it to...
Yeah, but that's, like, a lot of different stress from just, like, other shit.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like, situationally... sound it out. Situationally, I'll get, like, nervous if something is a big show or whatever, sure. But... Also, because I feel good about my material, like, I know it usually works, so I'm like, oh, if I need a laugh, I can get it. So if I want to do some 2 minutes of insulting people in your basement, I can do that.
We loved it. I can do that. Yes, drag me, please.
It was done with love. It was done with
I belong here, too.
Yeah, like, I'm not above this.
It was the first time your vegan bit ever got... Cheers.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It is. It is weird. I wish, like, people always, like, oh, you live in Vancouver, everyone's vegan. I was like, I wish there was more.
Mm-hmm. No, this place is not nearly as, like, lefty, hippie as people think it is.
It's a business, like, it's a business thing.
It's very much like Seattle.
Yeah.
Like, this comedy scene's almost identical, I would say. It's a little friendlier up here, but not by much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not by very much.
So, it's like, I wish it was as hippie as everyone said.
Portland, like, is as hippie as everybody says.
Yeah.
And it's as nice as everybody says. And if you said you were vegan, people would be like, woo, me too.
That's what I need. See, like, that
it's
almost...
It's gonna be some deep-fried cauliflower.
That almost relies on, like, people being a little, like, against it. So, I don't think it works. It's like...
trust me, I know.
Hey, like, I'm vegan. Everyone's like, yeah, me too. All right. Well, then this isn't a joke. This is just declared.
I started making that a joke about how, like, I couldn't do my slam poem joke in Portland because, like, people want to hear the poem, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's just how it goes. But, like, it's true, first
so
of all.
So much of your comedy is about, like, oh, how
I need people to dislike me by about 15%. That's what I need, is I need them to dislike me a little bit to start with, and then I need to win them over, and that's how it has to work.
Well, it needs to be a little, like, I don't agree with it, like, because then it's just, like, a rally or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going to start a movement.
But you can't, like, get up, but you can't get up and be like, if you're combative about it, people just don't like it. There are definitely a lot of people who do that, and they like doing that kind of material, but the audience never likes to watch it. Go for
it. I haven't been to Portland. I want to go. I should just go.
Be careful, though. You're going to just, like, blend in there, and you'll never leave.
I just lost.
Like, you won't be able to, who's that? Who's that man? Is that me? I don't know.
Just get off the bus, and they're like, oh, wait, we have a spot for you right here. Just
I
come
know
on
no
in.
Less than 4 people in Portland who would be called in for a lineup with you at the police station.
To do some other podcast, and, like, I was waiting outside somebody's house for them to show up. They're like, they weren't there, and I was just like, that dude looks like, this is in Vancouver, that dude looks like me. That dude looks like me. There was just, like, 4 dudes who just in the span of 10 minutes I was waiting outside somebody's house looked stunning.
Just playing,
like,
Roman bingo.
Just, I was like, oh, fuck, I could just...
Do you have any pictures of yourself without a beard? How long have you had it for?
2-3 years now.
Can you pull it tight to your face? I'm curious
no,
how far your chin
to.
Goes.
I don't want to, like, the mystery is part of my sex appeal.
You got some tusks under there.
We talked
you?
On a previous episode about how we like beards.
You like beards a lot. It's not that I dislike them, but you really like them.
You won't like them as much when you start finding hair everywhere.
Yeah, that is a pretty big beard.
Like, that's, I mean,
I
was...
Is this the biggest beard we've had?
Yeah.
I was washing my sheets the other day. I'm like, how is there fucking hair under my bed?
it's like the world's longest pube.
I don't know how it happened, but it's there. And sometimes it really kills the mood when I'm, like, making out with somebody and I have to, like, brush my hair out of my mouth.
Yes,
like, it's
and
really
their
like,
mouth.
Yeah, well, that's it.
It's just like, no, that's not my tongue. That's my mustache.
Yeah.
It's probably not so bad. They're probably into it. Lots of gals fetishize beards these days.
Mm-hmm.
Present company included.
They smell great most of the time.
Most of the time.
Well,
a lot of beard sniffing?
It's a good barometer. You know, if someone's beard smells real nice, then
they
like,
probably keep it all if the carpet matches the drapes.
Well, let's not assume everyone.
I don't think so.
Let's not assume we all do that, right?
What, grow out a beard everywhere, or what?
Oh, no, it's all, this goes all the way down.
It does, actually. I mean, I can only speak for, like, down to like, mid-chest.
I mean, but... no one's got a real hairy face, and they're like, no, no hair anywhere else. What are the odds?
That would be so weird. Well, a lot of pro wrestlers, probably.
Yeah, but they take care of that, though. That's true.
That's a lot of maintenance.
And I was watching Eric Young earlier today, and I was like, that is a fucking hairy guy here. He's got just a big old beard, and then just, like, smooth.
Yeah. That's great.
But, like, fake dirt rubbed into his skin, because he's supposed to be, like, I'm a crazy guy, and these are my crazy friends. I forget what the group is called. Like, it's one word. It's, like, Justice or something like that. Something stupid.
Wrestling is so funny to me.
It's incredibly funny. It's
the best.
It's even funnier to the people who watch it full time, right?
It's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. It's, like, this weird Nova Scotian gang. Like,
oh, delightful.
I don't know. Eric Young's from there, I think. And the girl in the group is from there. I think her name's Nikki Cross or something like that. I can't remember who else is in the group.
Sweet Fisherman.
Yeah, well, basically. But they're all like, we're nuts. Yeah. They sort of look like they were created on the Trailer Park Boys or something like that.
I like it.
They're just hitting people with, like, cans that are returning to the liquor store.
Basically, yeah. Pretty goddamn much, honestly.
Beaver pelt.
Courier de bleh.
I had such a dirtbag moment before our New Year's party where we, like, took all the empties that we were collecting from every band practice and we took them to the depot and got $20 back and then bought a new toilet seat with it.
That is... Oh, yeah, your toilet seat broke.
That's great, though. That's a great, useful...
I thought you were going to say bought more beer, but then you said bought a toilet seat. That's so much funnier.
That's a weirdly, like, BC thing I've noticed where people don't take their empties back. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I do it. But then it also means that I have, like, my empties that I have stored in my closet waiting to be returned versus the amount that I actually take back.
That's the thing.
Yeah, I like, oh, you go in there, you're like, wow, Roman, you got a real drinking problem.
Did you rinse them good before you put them in your closet?
No,
oh, no. No, I want ants.
I want, oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Do you want to maybe alter that before the spring?
Yeah, it's too late now. I'm just gonna live with them.
They've just moved, like, in. Live in filth. You're committed now.
Well, we've got, like, such a good, like, basically lots of, like, old folks that, like, roam the alleys and take bottles back. So, like, why would you take,
like,
your
Baba
own?
Baba Yaga coming through.
Well, yeah, like, the sweet old ladies that have, like, the stick with, like, bags on either side. Oh, and they, like, Sherpa those cans all the way through the neighborhood.
That $1.50 is 15x PBR cans.
Oh. Yeah. That doesn't seem like that much to me. I guess we
15 well, because it's not, because it's $1.50. Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to
it's almost more of an inconvenience.
That doesn't seem like much. That's
yeah,
because
it's like $1.50.
I'm doing
why.
The math in my head. For me to make that $20 for that toilet seat, we took back a fucking lot.
It's 200 cans.
We drink a lot of beer in this house.
Oh, yeah.
And also, one of our drummers is powered by Old Milwaukee. He brings a case of 24 to every band practice and just kills it every time. So we were taking
those back. For a guy who drinks that much Old Milwaukee, he looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. He's another beard boy.
Well-preserved.
For sure.
Well-preserved.
Jacob.
Yeah.
God bless Jacob. Mm-hmm. I love my band from New Year's so much. I feel like I owe you all so many dollars.
Yeah, well.
But I don't have any.
I mean, pay me.
Fuck you, pay me. 2017, the year of fuck you, pay me.
Well, if you bring back 15 PBR cans.
You can give her $1.50.
$1.50.
$1.50.
Somebody left a whole bunch of PBRs after New Year's. Was it you, maybe?
No, I drank Alberta Genuine Draft.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Those ones are mine.
Okay, yeah, there was like 6 PBRs left over.
That's not a whole lot.
It's not a whole lot, but they were just like floating in our little sink and we just gave them away to people because we won't drink them.
There's definitely some people who are not in the band who are like scheming behind and like bobbing for cans pretty much. I was like, you little shits.
Yeah, it's fine.
Wait, you won't drink PBR?
No.
Have you seen your house? That's the most insane statement that's ever been.
It really looks like you could throw things on fire in your backyard kind of thing. So.
Oh, that's happened, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I've heard some stories about when Ed used to, like, when he lived here with, like, his band of, like, 8 people or whatever, and they would, like, jump out of the top window and, like, bring the amps out onto the lawn and, like, do target practice with bows and arrows and stuff.
Wow. I'm sure the neighbors probably just prefer the people who live there now.
One party a year.
One party a year is probably better. Holy shit. Yeah, I don't mind PBR. It's fine.
Yeah, it'll
I don't like bad beer, but if that's what's available, you know, if you're going mudding or something.
Yeah, no, I've got, like, super bougie tastes in, like, a shithole house. It's
great. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
This is glamorously shithole, though. Mm-hmm. It's like... artfully shithole.
Yeah, it's just that we don't own it, and so therefore we cannot maintain it.
Yes.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, we decorate it, you know.
And it looks great.
Yeah, but it's falling apart.
Yeah. Well, it's, I mean, who owns? Who owns these days? In this town? Not me.
Yeah, nobody.
No. Not in this town.
Not in this town.
You fucking do.
Not in this town.
I know.
In an entirely different city, technically.
Mm-hmm. You have out-of-town property?
No, I own my apartment.
Oh, okay.
In New Westminster.
Oh, well, there
and is. I don't own it because of anything that I did. I did it because I married wealthy. Or at least married somebody in the tech industry.
There's a dream.
Gotta do it.
That's, I mean, look, wealthy patrons.
Yeah, you're gonna have you're gonna have a rich wife. She knows that she's gonna get her ass eaten. Like, sign me up. Like, the wealthy lady, she's
sense of humor, nice beard, eats only his wife's ass. So
yeah.
It's the only meat I'm into.
You'll be so special.
Is that wife asshole? You know?
I'm going to have to tell my parents to please not listen to this one, because we talked about eating ass for, like,
I'm going to have to tell all your parents to please listen to this one.
Go for it.
I mean, I don't know them, but they're like, look, a lot of butt-eating talk on this. Look, so I just walked it back. Like, I just walked it back a little bit. Butt-eating.
Just eat that butt.
Like a seventh grader, like, in a...
Eat my butt!
Eat my butt in, like, an 80s movie. Eat my butt!
That seems like more like knife and fork in it when you say it.
Yes, eat my butt. Oh.
I was in, Metro Town yesterday, and some real uppity kids with on their scooters, which I was like, this is a whole new world we're living in. Were the punk angry, not punk, but like
sort of emo kids or whatever.
Skids. like thuggy kind of like 11-year-olds.
Thug children
are on scooters. And I was like in the mall. I was like,
he was like calling, razor he was, scooters.
He was throwing the B word around a lot.
Butt or bitch?
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, what a tough kid on his scooter. I mean, I don't know anything anymore.
Like a razor scooter we're talking about? Or?
I don't know what a razor scooter is. It's made out of razors.
Yes.
Seems dangerous.
Yeah, children, no, it's just shouldn't. Like, it's just, but it has like the stick and the handles on
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like, no, well, not like a, they weren't on like a cool moped.
Well, what I was thinking was those stupid hoverboard things.
No, so there was like a straight up, and they were rolling through the mall.
They were
rolling
on their Heelys.
He was telling off minimum wage employees. It was like, what a tough 11-year-old. Jerk.
I want to hurt kids like that.
I know.
Which is like, again, you know, okay, commuting is my worst self, and just around entitled tweens.
Dumb mean boys.
Yeah. Dumb mean boys make me want to actually kill.
Because they're gonna turn into awful, shitty men, which is not, I don't need any more of those.
The world doesn't need any more of those.
So, like, can we intervene with these dumb, shitty kids to, like, make them better somehow? Like, I just want to, if there was one thing that you could say to, like, turn their life around and, like, scare them
straight,
basically.
Well.
What could it be?
There's a program idea. Take kids, scare them straight. I'll bet you no one's ever tried that before.
Nope, brand new idea.
It's great. Do you know those have, like, absolutely no effect?
Yeah, or make it worse.
Yeah, pretty much. Times.
Just like prison.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Woo!
Woo! Gotten into but, the like, social commentary.
How can you inject compassion into, like, dumb little jerk kids? They're too young for you to give them ecstasy.
Or mushrooms.
You have to wait till they're old enough so that you can,
Here, kid, I know you don't know me, but drink this tea real fast.
It tastes like dirt. You'll like it.
There's like a program called Roots of Empathy that goes around to kindergarten and grade 1 classes, and like
I guess you have to start early.
Yeah, well, you have to start really early. Hillary, our theme song singer, her mom is a teacher.
I thought you were just talking about Clinton.
No, different Hillary.
Hillary, like
her mom is a early primary teacher, and she's run Roots of Empathy in her class. And what it is like a young, like a family with a new baby brings the baby into class, and the kids meet the baby, and then they start asking the kids questions like, "How do you think the baby feels?" and that kind of stuff. And so for the year, like
baby
the baby
doesn't
sort
know
of,
what it fucking
baby
wants.
Doesn't.
Well, no, but like it's about like projecting onto other people and like determining like, well, what kind of cues are they sending out, that kind of thing, and like what would you, if you were in this situation, how would you feel, kind of thing. So it's just like a very, you know, there's a living human being here, so it's a really good basis to work from.
So you're saying once these shitty kids are already 11, it's too late and we should throw them into, like, a lava pit
there
or something?
Basically throw them in a lava pit.
There was a lot of people around this shitty kid, and he didn't seem to care at all.
I want to kidnap them all and take them to, like, a summer camp that is just, like, teaches them to be nice or something. Like, just aggressively kind.
Kindness conversion therapy.
Yeah. Kindness conversion therapy, basically, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all acts of kindness, nice all kid. Acts of kindness usually start out with a good kidnapping.
Yeah, generally.
You know, that's really when it's
my understanding.
Yeah, or like being kind when you're forced to be. That's always worked out well.
I've been watching a lot of Jane the Virgin, which is a telenovela, essentially, and there's quite a bit of kidnapping. It's really normalized kidnapping for me. I figure that it happens to families like 3 to 4 times a year. Generally, like, that's a normal amount of kidnapping that happens in a family.
Well, that's what every parent is worried about, that they don't let their kids go outside because they're going to get kidnapped. It's like, nobody wants your shitty kids.
Nobody wants your shitty, dumb kid.
I'm good.
You're good.
I'm good without kids. That's what I was saying before. It's one of the things I really like about Vancouver is how few children are just around. Because no one can afford to have kids here, basically. It's amazing. I love it. So few children on public transit and just in grocery stores. It's the best.
Oh, we don't live in my neighborhood, clearly.
Yeah, because you live in the suburbs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. sort of. Exactly. I live in the city part of the suburb. Yeah. But it's fine. Like, I like children. I just don't want my own. Mm-hmm. I want your kids mm-hmm. and to be a weird aunt.
Yeah. That's so all I guess I ever that's want. Like, that's how you start them early. I'm going to inject them with empathy, like, in the womb somehow.
Just like an empathy syringe.
Yeah. Just MDMA.
It's just your baby's just like got fucking Raven glow sticks.
Here, get this in your bloodstream.
Just put a glow stick up there. Hey, grab on. Feel the plur, my little one.
That does not seem sanitary.
It's not.
The kid comes out wearing a tank top.
Well, already has a soother.
He's ready to go. He's like, why are we not in Ibiza? What the fuck?
I can't stop chewing. We've all done drugs. Because we know what it does.
Oh, dear.
You like drugs, Roman?
I'm not a big drug guy.
No?
Not really.
No, just mushroom tea?
I mean, I know what it is.
So you're just going to give it to an 11-year-old willy-nilly?
No, what? No.
No, that was my idea.
That was your idea. Oh, I'm just going to avoid children altogether.
Oh, yeah, that's a good plan.
Yeah, and then you don't have to put up with any shitty kids or their shitty behavior.
I'm just
going
to consistently move to places that are more expensive to avoid that. That's my plan.
And just be like a glamorous globe-trotting hobo.
Yeah, I don't know how it'll work, but I'll just keep doing it. No, not a big drug guy. I mean, you know, if you want to, it's your jam. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan. I like, my beer is my drug, and I'm like, oh, I know how to handle that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, it's fine.
It's not my...
Yeah. We were talking about that after New Year's. Like, the vibe of our party was so nice, and...
Mm-hmm. Nobody was on cocaine
this time. No one was on cocaine. I was very happy about that. But, like, big just the beautiful energy that, like, came out of, like, all that love, man. Like, it just made me feel like I was back, like, at the weird party that we were at a Burnaby Edmonds SkyTrain station where
that was
a
good-ass party.
Yeah, where I just got so high that I had to, like, lie on the pavement and just felt like I was melting into it. But it's like we manufactured that with our, like, hearts and minds together.
Yes. Doing it on the net. Match,
exactly. Yeah, so it's like
it, in the biz.
So I realized that like basically any kind of like synthetic drug, like it can take any circumstance and make it into this exceptional thing, right? Mm-hmm. But instead, you could just make an exceptional event happen, and then you don't need to do drugs.
Oh yeah.
See, kids, drugs aren't cool.
Yeah, you just have to have lots of cool friends.
Well, they're kind of cool.
Yeah,
they're all right.
Yeah,
they can be fun.
They can be fun.
I mean, we've all done them. I'm not, yeah, just because I'm done not drugs. Just because I don't do it all the time doesn't mean I don't know what. I've never indulged.
Well, these days, I'm definitely not interested in doing anything, like, complicated because of dying.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Not a big pills and powders person ever. Never been my jam.
Which are also, yeah, I was never really into those anyways.
Nope. Just every day, I'm just doing ayahuasca.
Oh, God.
Just shitting and puking.
I know, that does not seem like
it's
a
just
pleasant.
A Peruvian shaman who lives in my closet.
I'm.
He's happy in there. Comes out once a day for an annual. For
annual?
Daily.
And he just lives on, like...
He thinks it's annual.
He lives on the PBR spillage in the bottom of your closet.
Oh, mlem. That's how he eats it. Mlem.
And then I do ayahuasca, and then that's 18 hours of my day, and then, you know, I sleep the rest of the time.
Yeah, sleep for 6 hours, ayahuasca, 18. It's a pretty good balance,
and
you
know? Somewhere in there, you manage to do comedy. How do you balance work and life balance like that?
You're a strong, modern, independent woman, you know, so.
It's all bearded woman. It's all the ass eating.
Yeah. Kid just revs you up.
Well, it's like I have a second unpaid job, or that's most of the time unpaid. I mean, I'm at home some days, like an hour. I get home from work, and then I'm at home for an hour, and then I just go out, and I'm gone until midnight, and then I come back, and then...
Start again.
Just do that six, seven days a week.
Wow. Jesus, yeah, you're way more dedicated than I am. Because you've been doing comedy like a year and a half longer than I have, but I don't go up every night, that's for sure.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well, not everybody can be this hardcore.
Not everyone's as great as I am, what can I say?
No, not everybody is.
No, I mean, it's tough. Like, it's if you try to do other shit, like, it's impossible. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to make plans with people, ugh.
Nope.
So worse, but it's how you get on stuff, and it's how you get around, and, like...
Very true.
You know, it's... But I mean, like, I've had two or three relationships end. Because they're like, you're out too much doing comedy. Mm-hmm. And that's at this level, let alone where, like, I don't know, if things continue to go well, and I actually had to, like, you know, go on the road, all like, or whatever. Like, I don't know how...
I don't know how anyone balances it, honestly. It just seems like a lot. But when you really love doing something, you just kind of figure out a way to make it work, I think.
Yeah, it's like, I really love doing ayahuasca.
So that's why you do it every day.
So that's how I do it every day. I love it.
Yeah, and these girls are just like, there's just too much bodily fluids everywhere all the time.
It's just gross. Just not... And you're like opening the door to heaven with your mind, and your third eye blinks open, and... It's just, like, a lot to fucking deal with.
They're like, look, I don't like that you live with your shaman. Like, it feels too close of a situation. I'm like, well, it's just...
Also, I'm not entirely sure he's a shaman.
Yeah, it could just be a dude.
I think it's just a dude.
He might just work at a J.J. Bean.
I think it's just a dude who wears a lot of hemp clothing.
He might just be a regular dude.
It might just actually... There's a mirror in the back of my closet, and I'm just seeing myself, and I think I'm the shaman.
Someone called me, like, a bearded hippie on the street yesterday, and I was like, what? I was like, oh, I guess you're right.
Yeah,
this is an accurate description. Wait a minute. All right, I'm going to keep walking.
Yeah. It's a big topic of conversation. I listen to You Made It Weird a lot, and so they often talk about relationships and, like, who dates a comedian, right? Like, I think people have to have a lot of their own shit going on and be very independent and do lots of things separately.
They
want to come with you all the time, I guess, but that would suck.
It just comes down to being a little bit more like, look, I have this window, and this is when we can hang out. And so you have to be more... It loses a lot of the flexibility to be like, yeah, we can just hang out tomorrow, or just call me and we'll meet up.
Like,
yeah.
The spontaneous romance.
It's more like, hey, Thursday, I got about an hour and a half in between, like, work and then going to an open mic. If you want to get coffee, we can do it then.
Oof.
But, I mean, I don't know. The last girl I was dating, we were pretty good about... But then also she worked, like, nights a lot, so it was kind of like, well, we couldn't hang out anyways.
It's just, yeah, being an adult is... And it having sucks. Relationships is so hard. Like,
it's the worst.
Fuck. It's all right when it works, but when it doesn't, it's a pain in the ass.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of organizing, and I just, like, sometimes really miss being very young and not having responsibilities. Not, like, being a child. That sucks. That was terrible, but, like, 20s was pretty fucking fun.
When you said, like, hey, I finished my job in March and then I just moved to another city, I'm like, oh, man.
That was pretty dope.
That's pretty
great. I actually have no idea. What are you, like, 28?
27.
Okay.
But turning 28. So, almost 28.
So, I was very close then. Yeah. I'm sure I've asked you this question before, that's why I knew. Yeah. But that's a good age.
But, like, just being able to pick up, like, when I moved to Scotland for, like, a few months, it was for school, and then it's like, everyone was like, well, you should just stay, and I'm like, but I can't, because I have, like, a relationship, and, like, a life
here.
Could've
quit, could've got out of it.
Coulda, didn't, chose not to. Yeah, so I guess that's the option. I guess you can just, like, you can cut ties with everybody and just leave.
It is a weird,
it's never
impossible,
but...
When you're like, I could just get out of here.
And then you did it.
And then you just do it. And you're like, you just throw all your shit in two bags, and you're like, I'm out.
Get on the Greyhound.
I'm out.
Yeah, I've lived in Vancouver my whole entire life, which is pretty
atypical.
What, aren't
you? I thought you were a Yankee.
Nope. Casey Novak is.
Okay.
Tall bitches, easy to get confused.
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay. No, there's actually quite a few. Denise is an American. Denise Berg, past guest Marta Wesselhoff, both of them are American. Casey is American.
Maybe I just lumped you guys all in together.
Uh-huh. That's fine. You know, all women are the same, basically.
Right? That's how I operate.
Pretty much. No. I lived in North Delta, and then I lived in Vancouver, and then I live in New Westminster. Like, that's... I've not been making very...
Now I'm going to Langley, and then...
Nope, I'm not. But I lived in Australia for a little while. That's a weird place.
Yeah, that is a weird... I went there when I was, like, 17, and I feel like as a 17-year-old, it was dope, but, like, as a 28-year-old dude with pretty...
Then you would have been there the same year I was there, probably. As I was, like, 20, 21.
06, maybe?
Hmm. Yeah, I was 06 that I was there. Weird. 05, 06 I was there.
I mean, I was there playing rugby for like 3 weeks.
Oh, I played rugby too. That's not cool. In Australia. Of course, Katie. Obviously, you did.
I played rugby. I hated how quickly I said, of course, and then I didn't say it quietly in my head. But
No. That's totally fair. It's like, a big, slightly gay woman. Yeah, probably you did.
I played rugby, and I was like into shot put for a minute.
I also did shot put.
In
elementary school track, because my mom was like, please. Do a sport. You're so lazy.
So do
like
the one
fine. I'll throw this big thing.
Yeah, do the one where you stand there and just huck a thing. And you know what? I was an alternate. I didn't even get to be on the track team. Oh, I just, like, got to go to the meet and just sit.
That sounds great, though.
Perfect.
Yeah, that does sound
That's kind of how
best.
I also played rugby.
You didn't have to do any running.
Yeah. Now I'm getting into a place where I could actually be on a sports team, but I won't ever do it because I hate team sports.
Yeah, I remember coming back from that trip and being like, oh, that's the last time I'm ever going to be an internationally touring athlete. I remember that being like, oh, that was a brief 2-week period of my life.
Done with that forever.
That's a good credit, though, to have in your background.
I mean, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I just, yeah, it was great. Australians turn out are super good at rugby.
Oh, they are very good at rugby.
I don't know if you've heard the hype, but it turns out they're very good at rugby.
They're so good at it.
We were playing a game, we were getting crushed so hard that we were like, let's just call it early. Like, we were getting, because guys were getting hurt, too. Yeah, guys were getting hurt, and then we were like, you know, it's just like a friendly game against the, like, local high school or whatever, and they're like, we're good.
We're good. We're done. Yeah, that was, we had one gal on our team, because this was junior high. It was like, we were 15. We actually went to San Francisco for a trip, which was pretty fucking cool. It's the only time I've ever been there, so.
Really? Okay, well.
And then we were in, yeah, I know, it seems like.
There's the 2/3 of the things.
Yeah. And then, but then, they were in Sonoma County, like, in wine country.
In wine country.
So it's kind of like real dirtbaggy chicks.
Yeah.
And then they came up to Delta. Later to and the girl who stayed with me like stole a bunch of my shit. Like she stole a bunch of my clothes and some jewelry and stuff. Yeah. So
good
pretty
job,
stay
pretty
in
weird.
Your home and like be like I'm gonna then, stay like, here for two for a week and then
I'm gonna steal I'm some of your shit.
On
yeah
to
basically.
Way out I'm gonna take a few things.
Basically. But there was a girl on my rugby team, Carla, who was like she looked like okay, you know that thing at, like in culture where people are like it's not over till the fat lady sings and then it like pans to like a big woman with like a huge thick blonde braid or whatever.
Yeah.
That's exactly what she looked like, except not fat. She was just a wall of muscle.
Ooh, I like
it. She was just this beefy chick with this like her hair was so long and her braid was like this thick, no one can see, but it's like the thickness of a wrist and it was in this perfect braid.
Ooh,
and she would
Rapunzel
get on the
step on my neck.
Yeah, Rapunzel step on my neck. Exactly. She almost killed someone in one of our games. Like, she tackled a girl from Abbotsford and broke her sternum and collarbone. One hit.
Oh, shit.
Dope.
One hit.
That's cool.
Carla
That's
awesome. Vandergreet.
Of course she was Dutch.
Oh,
she was super Dutch.
Yeah.
She was beautiful as well. Like, she just had that, like, perfect scrub skin, like, let me put on my dirndl or something like that, you know?
Let me break your sternum real
yeah.
quick. And you're like, all right, I'm
gonna plant
I mean...
some turnips, tulips is what I meant to say. Turnips for you, tulips for Carla.
Hey, I'm Dutch and Polish, so I'm a turnip and tulip kind of gal.
Turnlip. Or something.
That sounds
a horrible
gross.
Food that will kill you if you eat it. Any hoozle, yeah, she was amazing. Mm. She was honestly amazing.
I was also on the rugby team in school.
Were you a hooker?
I was the hooker,
yeah.
Yes, but I...
Doesn't stop being funny.
Never. I know. Where they pick you up by your belt loops, they give you a little wedgie, and they just... but so I was on the rugby team. I signed up to be on it. We had half of a practice, and then there was a teacher strike for the rest of the year. And so I got to be in the yearbook as being on the rugby team, never had to play a game, never had to run any laps. It was
beautiful.
Great. My rugby career was fantastic.
1998.
Undefeated.
Best year in my school career, 1998, teacher strike and ice storm.
Oh, yeah.
It was the shortest year on record as school. We went to school for not very long. They were considering extending the year because it was we missed so much school because of those two things. Oh, it was great.
What grade was that for you?
Four or five.
See, I liked school at that age.
Mm-hmm.
I was really into it.
That was probably the year before I got into school. I think the next year I got into school. But that was it was dope.
I hated school from sixth grade to the end of ninth grade, and then I really liked it from then on out. So, who knows why.
Then I found the theater club, and I was
okay.
I was projecting that on you.
Oh.
Was that right? No?
Yeah.
Oh, nailed it! Nailed it.
You got it very perceptive.
I like
it.
Yeah, I am very stereotypical. It's a fact. It's definitely true.
I was in band.
I was in band too, actually. I was in both bands. I was in the regular band and the jazz band.
Oh, yeah? You're a sax man?
I was a sax man. I was a tenor saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was in both bands. I got so many credits from that. It was dope.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say something else. Because I got so much pussy.
You know, that band camp.
Just all that, all the ass you can eat.
Well, when you got that saxophone embouchure.
Yeah.
That's a trumpet.
When you're like just out in the world as a 15-year-old playing saxophone, women are coming up to you like, look, I know I'm not supposed to do this because I'm an adult, but.
Pretty sexy kid.
You know, I mean, look, you carry that tenor saxophone case with you on the bus home. Mm. You find out, you figure out who you are. So it's going to take another decade. But,
You work on that fingering. Yeah. And then call me in 10 years.
But then I also played rugby, so it was like a weird
that's
thing.
Good.
Yeah, like a little bit of everything.
Yeah. You're a well-rounded young man.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, it's probably
that's why you're so
shit.
Adaptable.
You ever think about how horrible of a human being you were, like, up until 25 for me, probably?
Like, I was, what changed for you?
I don't know, MDMA, I guess? No, I don't know. I was just one day, I was just, you know, in the mall with my Razor scooter, flipping people off.
And some lesbian came up to you and was just like, hey, be nicer to people.
She's like, look, we're gonna go to San Francisco and throw some shot puts. And I was like, wow, a whole world I never...
Story of how I fixed Roman
Mancini. A whole world I never imagined is out there.
Aw, that seems like a nice place to end it.
Oh, how long did we go?
That was an hour and a bit.
Oh, goodness, it just flew right by.
Mm-hmm. It was pleasant.
Yeah.
Chatting with
Normally we stop partway through, but...
Whatever.
Good vibes.
Killing it.
A little quiet, but, you know, we're still recovering.
I just had, like, I did nothing this week, so I have no good stories. I went to Nanaimo, I played with a baby. It was lovely. I had a great bath. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it was that kind of week where I didn't really
like
do
the highlight of your week was a bath.
Well, dude, okay, this house that my friend got, they have a huge bathroom. It's all like cedar planks.
Ooh.
And then a huge, like brown marble jacuzzi.
Jesus.
But unfortunately, it's like an older house with a hot water tank that like ran out halfway through me filling the bath. So I had like a very shallow bath.
Oh, that's too bad.
Lots of Epsom salts. So
you could have just put cold water in it and had a great cold water shower.
Some of your ideas aren't good.
It's good for your skin. It's good for your circulation.
And having empties in your closet is terrible for your closet.
It's great.
It's good. Also, I'm creating an ecosystem.
I have created life.
Now I know what I'm going
to
do.
Now the people that you've created have learned to imitate you exactly.
I feel like they're in a bag that's tied up. That'll be fine, probably.
No! You're going to make super beer in the bottom.
You're creating an anaerobic system or something like that. So it's like crazy
bacteria.
Invent
a new kind of kombucha SCOBY. And then you'll be elected Prince of Vancouver.
Well, I just have to move out.
That's it, I think.
Okay. Do you have any kind of thing for social media for?
I'm on Twitter. I'm on the Twitter.
What's your Twitter handle?
At Roman Official.
Like as in the Cardinal.
Yeah, as in the Cardinal situation. Mm-hmm. I thought that was real clever 4 years ago.
You know that you can change
this spelling?
I think so, probably.
Cool.
Mine's no, I don't want to change it. Now it's like part of my identity.
Oh,
also, like if you search my name, you'll fucking find it. And if not, don't
it's
be
a good
on
name.
Technology.
Goddamn.
Don't be on technology.
Roman Mancini.
You
fucking
can't find my
good ass name to have.
I'm having some real fire tweets recently.
This is going to be the first time we can ever do this. This episode is actually coming up tomorrow because we're way fucking behind. Anything that coming up soon? That
no, I'm pretty open. I mean,
damn it.
You got a show on the 20th.
Do I?
Yeah. You do.
Good.
Okay. You got a show on January 20th. Ivan Decker, Sophie Buttle, Maddie Vu are all on it. I can't remember where it is.
What?
You are. You're fine.
Great.
It'll be okay.
Oh, well, I'm sure it'll be on his Twitter.
I have no idea what that is.
I might just be fucking with you.
Yeah,
I had a show this week. I did a show this week with Ivan and stuff, but...
That's already done.
Yeah, you can't get into a fucking Stargate and go.
I have two shows coming up. The 21st, I'm playing at Merge for a songwriter circle, and the 20th, I'm playing at Svee's Place, the Zilla, for a Leonard Cohen tribute night.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
If I get up, I guess there's comedy at Big Rock next Sunday, mm-hmm. So if you come out, say that you heard about it on the podcast, and I will probably let you in for free.
Yeah, right on. Okay. All six people are going to come
and
share
people.
A table.
Get on.
See you later.